Blog Talk Radio.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Else.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You made it through it. Oh, I believe.
Excited about your future.
Praise the Lord. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. He said, I believe. I thank God for your future, and I agree with those words in the name of Jesus. I pray that you believe, God, whatever it is you're standing in the need of tonight, whatever it is you have on the altar, whatever your petitions or your supplications are before a holy God, God hears and he cares, and God is the name of Jesus. God is moving out on your behalf, and God has heard your prayers. I believe by faith, glory be to God, that it's in the center of God's will, and God will handle it in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray. We pray because prayer has sustaining power. God will keep us. God will guide us. Come on. God will direct us. He's a sovereign God. He's an awesome God. He's a loving God of loving kindness. And we thank God that his mercies and his grace are sufficient for whatever we're going through, whatever we're dealing with, God can handle it. And that's why we come before a holy God on these Tuesday nights, because God, amen, is up to something wonderful in our lives. First Samuel chapter number 1, and we're going to go into the spirit of prayer on tonight. First Samuel, the first chapter, and we are going to pray. We thank God, Pastor Rebecca, myself, the New Creation Christian Ministry, the church family, the people of God. We thank God for every first-time caller, every frequent caller. We thank God with two or more gathered. He said he'd be in the midst of us, and we believe that the Holy Spirit is on this line on tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse number 2 says this, and he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of the city yearly. He went every year to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was come that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. She cried and she could not eat. Verse number 8. Then said Elkanah her husband to Hannah, why weepest thou? Why do you not eat? Why is your heart so grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon the post of the temple of the Lord. Verse 10. And she was in bitterness of soul, and Hannah prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Verse 17 and 18. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant you your petition that you have asked of him. And she said, let your handmaid find grace in the sight of God. So the woman went her way, and she did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. As we're looking at the life of Hannah very briefly, we see the power of prayer and the prayer of faith working in this woman's life. Hannah was barren. Hannah could not bear children, but Hannah prayed to God. Hannah knew by having faith in God, he could change her situation. Come on, somebody. Hannah knew where to go in her time of trouble. That's why we are on this prayer line tonight. Because like God changed Hannah's situation, God is going to turn your negative situations around also. The Bible says Elkanah had two wives, Peninnah and Hannah. Peninnah had children and a lot of children, and Hannah could not have them. And for some reason, Peninnah tormented, provoked, picked on Hannah. So much so that she didn't retaliate in the flesh, but she used her spiritual weapon, and it was called prayer. Glory be to God. She prayed, and Eli, the man of God, said, "May God grant you the thing that you asked of him." I pray tonight, as we pray for one another, may God give you what you're asking of him. Oh, glory be to your name, Jesus. When we started at the outset of the story, Hannah could not eat. She cried. After she prayed, after the process, after the prophetic word went over her life, we see in the end, she could eat, and she was no longer sad. Prayer can change your mood, and prayer can change your mind. The power of prayer can change our mood, and it also can change our minds. The devil come after our emotions. The devil come after how we feel. The devil is a liar. He's going to attack us in the natural, but allow prayer tonight to get you back in the spirit. Allow the prayer of God, because I just sense this tonight, that somebody's about to birth something so beautiful. You're about to break through a door that the devil has put in your way. I wish somebody say amen to that. You are, glory be to God, you are about to break down walls that have been separating you from the success that God has in mind for you. So, Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you. Even my wife, she preached that powerful word. The devil thought he had us, but he had to let us go. The devil thought he had Hannah, but he had to let her go. The devil think he has you, but he must let you go. So, Father, I thank you for a release. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you will allow us to break through, that you will allow us to break down walls that are separating us from our success, that you will allow us to birth something so wonderful. We've been barren. Some of us have not produced in years. Some of us, in the name of Jesus, we know there's been a stronghold. We know there's been a blockage. We know, in the name of Jesus, something has been trying to separate us and stand in our way. But tonight, like Hannah, we are praying. But tonight, like Hannah, the Lord answered her prayer. But tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, it is a new season. It is a new glory be to God day. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way in the lives of your people. The devil is a liar. We are producing, and we will continue to produce. We will manifest, and we have continued to manifest. Glory be to God. We will bear fruit, and we will continue to bear fruit. The devil is not telling you the truth. We will be fruitful and we will multiply. We are increasing. Glory be to God. The Bible says in Psalm, the Lord wished that you would increase more and more, you and your children. I believe there's a blessing on your entire family. It's not going to stop at you, Mom. It's not going to stop at you, Dad. It's not going to stop at you, Grandma and Grandpa. But it's going to go down to your children. Your children are blessed. Glory be to God. Your children are favored. Glory be to God. Your grandchildren have the hand of the Lord coming down through the generations in the name of Jesus. So, God, we pray tonight because we believe like Hannah, that thing that was barren, that thing that could not produce, that thing that we did not see, the manifestation of your word, I believe through prayer tonight, you have changed it in the spirit already. I believe by faith right now, in the name of Jesus, somebody's going to see something different starting today. Somebody's going to wake up tomorrow and it's going to be a different outlook. Somebody's going to have a new perspective in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's going to be like that ram in a bush where Abraham lifted up his eyes and it was right there in the thicket. It was right there under his nose. It was right there where he can reach out and get the blessing. Glory be to God. I don't know who that's for. But what you think you need is right there. It's already there. God has already provided. God has already answered. God has already moved on that prayer concern, that petition. Like Hannah, hallelujah. The Bible says Hannah had Samuel, but God did not stop at Samuel. Hannah had more children. Hannah had more sons. Hannah had more daughters because I believe God honored her prayer because she did not respond the wrong way. So, Lord, I pray tonight that you give us the ability to respond right. It's not easy sometimes, Lord, when we don't see fruit. It's not easy, God, sometimes to live by faith and not by sight. Lord, this walk is not easy for the believer in our day where we're being persecuted. We're being troubled on every side. God, somebody is going through in the name of Jesus, but we pray for strength. We pray, Lord, that even if you don't remove it, you will make them stronger. Oh, my God. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give us wisdom on how to work it out. You would give us, Father God, knowledge in the name of Jesus and godly insight on how to get through what it is we're walking through. So, Lord, I pray for every family, every marriage, every ministry, every in the name of Jesus, every business owner, every employee, every entrepreneur, every pastor, every clergy, every ministry worker. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would, in the name of Jesus, use your people, your servants, Lord, in a mighty way. We bind up every spirit that's trying to stop us from having effective ministries. We bind up every demon on assignment trying to stop New Creation Church from being all it could be. I bind up every spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, off of NCCM that's trying to prevent you from, oh, hallelujah, I feel the Holy Ghost, that's trying to prevent, Lord, your hand doing the work through NCCM, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for every visitor. Thank you for every resource. Thank you for every ministry worker. Thank you in the name of Jesus for every faithful member. Thank you, glory be to God. Even those who have been missing, God, bring them back into the family. In the name of Jesus, those, hallelujah, that may have backslid a little bit, oh, bring them back, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I thank you for restoration. I thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah, that you would remove every plan of the enemy trying to prevent your people from prospering. So, God, have your way on this line tonight.
pastor said it best. The devil thought he had us, but he had to let us go.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, that's you. You said our enemies will come one way, and they will flee seven different ways. So, Lord, we're pulling on your mercy tonight. We're pulling on your grace tonight. We know your angels are watching over us tonight. We know the anointing is keeping us tonight. The anointing destroys the yoke that's trying to bind you up. So, God, I pray for a new anointing, a fresh anointing, a greater anointing on your people tonight. So bless them indeed. Enlarge every area in their life. That one looking for more money, that one who need a financial increase, oh, God, grant it like you did with Hannah. That one who needs a sickness in their body to be removed, oh, Lord, grant it like you did with Hannah. That one troubled in their mind, give them peace. Hallelujah. Lord, grant it like you did with Hannah. That one struggling with certain sins, Lord, remove it like you did with Hannah. So I pray, Lord, that the blessings of the Lord are rich and add no sorrow, and you will have your way on tonight's prayer line in Jesus' name. As Pastor continues to pray, we thank God for birthing something wonderful and new in our lives. We thank God for breakthrough, and we thank God for the manifestation of miracles. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. And we praise you, oh God. We worship you. We magnify your name. God, you are worthy. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, oh God, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your hand upon our lives. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For Father God, New Creation Christian Ministries, Lord. We thank you for the prayer line. We thank you for the online campus, oh God. We thank you for the, Father God, hallelujah, the local campus, God. We thank you, Lord, for each and every person that is connected to this ministry, oh God. We thank you for those who faithfully come and stand in the gap for prayer, oh God, Lord, and those that pray with us, even those that don't come on the line, God, but they are praying faithfully, oh God. Standing in agreement, touching and agreeing, oh God, because you said if two or more could touch and agree on anything, oh God, hallelujah, that we shall have that thing for which we are agreeing on. You will be in our midst, oh God. So we thank you, Jesus, that you are in our midst each and every week. And Lord, we pray for families on tonight, God. We pray, Father God, that you will destroy strongholds, oh God, off of every family, God. Lord, the devil is coming against the families on tonight, God. God, and we pray for family, God. We pray for unity in family, so God, that you will break the stronghold of discord, that you will break the stronghold of unforgiveness, that you will break the stronghold of offense, that you will break every generational curse, so God, the curse is already broken in the name of Jesus for those who believe, but God, for those who do not believe, oh God, we're praying, Father God, for salvation, God. We're praying, God, that you will lose, Father God, your Holy Ghost fire, oh God, hallelujah, and allow them to come and say, what must I do to be saved, oh God? Let there be an upper room anointing that will hit this prayer line. Let there be an upper room anointing that will hit every life. Let there be an upper room anointing that will hit every marriage. Let there be an upper room anointing that will hit every family. Let there be an upper room anointing that will hit every ministry worker. Let there be an upper room anointing, oh God, touch cloud nine, God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be an upper room anointing, oh God, with Pastor Jamar and Pastor Gail, oh God. Let there be an anointing of fire, fire, right, God. Oh, fire, oh God. Let there be an upper room anointing in Prophetess Nichelle Whitaker's belly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Evangelist Rita Leek, oh God. Hallelujah. Deacon Carmen Kyle, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, let that room, that anointing hit them like fire. Vako Sheleke, Makoshanama, liquid fire roll up in their bones, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God, for each and every person that has pressed their way to come to this prayer line on tonight, God. Lord, let this fire go through their phone lines. Let it go to their homes. Let it touch their kids. Let it touch their pets. Let it touch, oh God. Hallelujah. Each and every loved one, their parents, oh God. Let it touch, 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 oh God. Each and every family member in the name of Jesus. Let your oil saturate, hallelujah, each and every house, oh God, that's represented on this prayer line, each and every person, oh God, hallelujah. Let the we thank you for strongholds being broken. We thank you, Lord, that the devil has to flee, oh God. We thank you for your fire moving throughout these lives, oh God. We thank you for your fire moving throughout these homes. We thank you for your fire moving throughout these families, God. Touch every marriage, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree no weapon formed against us can prosper. We declare and decree that the devil's time is up. We declare and decree that playtime is over. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you and we bless your name. We worship you on tonight, God. We loose our finances on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, that our monies are lining up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you have given us the ability to get wealth, oh God. Riches and blessings are in our house, oh God. We are prospering and being in good health, even as our souls prosper, oh Lord. Lord, we thank you that there's no lack in our homes. We thank you that there's no lack in our bank accounts. We thank you that every bill is paid, God. We thank you for supernatural release of finances, oh God. We call on the bank accounts of heaven, oh God. We call on the bank accounts of heaven as your people have shown, oh God. Let them reap. Oh, Mama, we thank you for a supernatural reaping, oh God. We thank you for a supernatural reaping, oh God. We thank you for a supernatural reaping, my God, of finances, oh God. Heavenly resources, oh God. Mama, doors being opened, oh God. Favor being extended, oh God. Bodies being healed, oh God. Minds being regulated, oh God. In the name of Jesus, promotion on the job, approval on the car lot. We thank you, oh Jesus, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, graduating from college. Oh God, we thank you for great accomplishments. In the name of Jesus, souls being saved, lives being changed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. God, we speak unity.
Jesus.
Over every family.
Unity,
we break strongholds off of every family. We speak unity over every family. We declare and decree breakthrough over every family. In the name of Jesus, sisters will start speaking to sisters again. My God, brothers will start speaking to brothers again. Children will start speaking to parents again. Parents will start speaking to children again. Spouses will begin to make love again and not war. We bind up that spirit right now. Mama pushing again, Mama, that's coming against kingdom families. And we declare and decree breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way on this prayer line. Let your will be done, God, on earth as you have already established in heaven. And we thank you right now for supernatural release. We thank you for supernatural victory. We thank you, Lord, for dunamis power. We thank you for exousia. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Woo, glory. For your hand upon every life. So, Lord, continue to have your way on this prayer line, and we will continue to give you and you only the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. And let the church say, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. A house divided cannot stand. We're binding up that spirit of division in every area of life. Hallelujah. Psalm 133, we're going to open up the phone lines. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. We thank God for the unity on this prayer line tonight. We thank God, amen, for the same spirit, the same heart. Pastor, we have a call already? We're going to take a caller. Glory be to God on tonight. But press 1 on your phone, and we will get to every caller tonight. But we see a hand raised already, and we're going to take this first caller. To God be the glory. Who's our first caller tonight, Pastor?
Area code 678. What is it
going? To God be the glory. Now, yes, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Yes, we got you through. Area code 678, our first caller tonight. God bless you.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I could sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
Pastor Anthony, I received that word you said today because I feel they are speaking to me. I feel like I'm getting attacked from all different directions. It has been really hard for me the last couple of days, but I'm staying prayed up, and I ask God to just have an edge of protection, a hedge of protection around me. And I was just like prayer. I mean, I just feel, and I rebuke the devil every day. I just feel that, you know, he's just trying to get into my head or trying to get into my life, and I rebuke him. You know, I don't want him here. He's not wanted here. He needs to flee.
Amen.
Because there's no way that he's gonna overtake and take my joy. So I just want prayer for that, and that's it. I'm just feeling that I need to be prayed on for that.
Well, we're gonna lift that up before the Lord, because there is power in prayer, and I'm glad that the word of the Lord spoke to your heart and your spirit on tonight, because you're more than a conqueror.
Amen.
You have already won, and the enemy, as you say, he's coming from every side, and his job is to attack us, but let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, like Sister Maria, like Hannah, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are watching over her, God,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord,
I thank you, hallelujah, that she would give birth to beautiful things. I thank you that every wall of separation trying to keep her from the success that you have in mind for her, those walls have been torn down through this prayer tonight. I thank you for the hedge of protection that surround her life, God, in the name of Jesus, that she will break through every door that the devil is trying to trap her in. So God, in the name of Jesus, just as you change Hannah's mood and Hannah's mindset through this prayer on tonight, I thank you that Maria has a good mood. I thank you even as she sang that song, that the joy of the Lord is still in her heart, that God, you will keep her in perfect peace, because the joy of the Lord is her strength. Her mood is for kingdom. Her mind is for kingdom. Her heart is toward the kingdom, and nothing in this world, no weapon against her will prosper, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I prophesy over her life, that she is a winner. I speak prophetically over her life that she is successful in every area of life. I speak the prophetic word and the promise of God over her life, which blessings will be upon her in the name of Jesus. You said she is blessed and highly favored of you, God. You said she is fearfully and wonderfully made. God, I thank you. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Lord, that your strength is made perfect in her weakness. That's why when she get weary, she keeps doing well. That's why when she wants to quit, she keeps moving forward. That's why when the enemy think he has her, he has to let her go.
Amen.
So I thank you, Lord, that when she gets tired, when she gets
Father God, in the name of Jesus, frustrated when the spirit of discouragement comes, you have already made a way out. You have already opened the door. You have already put the right people in her life to get her through those hard moments. So, God, I thank you for even Sister Carmen and her son, those that love on her and her time of need. I thank you that you've already made provision for the promise that you have given to her. Before she was in her mother's stomach, God, you knew every day that she would live, and you provided. So, God, I thank you that her future is brighter than her yesterday. Oh, I felt that right there.
Thank you, Lord.
That the latter rain and the former rain will be hers, and that the manifestation will be given in Jesus' name. I see God, even as I just talked, I'm going to let you go, but even as sometimes we're in those dry seasons, Hannah was in a dry season. She just could not produce. And I see God just sending rain.
My God.
I see God sending rain your way.
My God.
Hallelujah,
stuff
Lord.
That it looked like it was dry. It looked like nothing, no life was going to come from it. It looked like it would not produce, even though you know you put seed in that ground. God's going to send the rain. God's going to send the sun to make it grow. God's going to send the right condition to, oh, glory be to God, to produce fruit in your life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
All those prayers you prayed over your son, you're going to see the manifestation.
Yeah.
I feel God. All the prayers
you
prayed over your own life, you're about to produce fruit. All the things that you have endured pain about, God says now it's going to be your season to have blessings and prosperity and presence.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
So, God, I thank you that the word will not come back void, but you sent the word over Sister Maria's life, and it will produce fruit in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. And as you were talking to me, Pastor Anthony, and I didn't hear you for a while, so, you know, that goes to prove to you that the devil just doesn't want me to hear anything good. But I rebuke him. I rebuke him in Jesus' name. We got cut up there for a little while, and he's not going to do it to me. I'm not going to let that happen. I'm not going to let it happen. So thank
well,
you
that
so
devil
much
was a liar listening. Because you might have to go back and listen
to. Tell her what you said. You want to produce fruit.
You're going to produce fruit.
Amen.
In due season.
The devil is a liar. Amen.
Yes,
to God be the glory.
The devil is
to God
a
be
liar.
All the glory.
Well, whatever you heard, because I know you did hear some of it, take that and allow God to manifest, because the devil can't stop nothing.
Amen.
No, amen. Amen.
Amen.
He won't.
Well, God bless you.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you so
to
much.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Stay
encouraged. Stay encouraged. Amen. Keep praising God. Amen. The main thing I know you heard Pastor say, that God is going to release fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. Part of that fruit is joy. And the devil can't steal your joy, because you are a praiser and you are constantly praising God. So you continue to allow that praise to come forth. And as your praise continues to come forth, God's going to release everything that you need. Everything that you need is wrapped up in your praise.
Yes.
My God, my
Thank
God.
You,
God
Jesus.
Says your joy, your healing, your breakthrough, my God, your increase, your prophetic manifestation of the promises of God over your life. My God, the prayers that you have prayed for your son, everything that you need, my God, God said, is locked up in your praise, because as praises go up,
come on,
blessings come down.
Okay,
my God, I'm going to say
Amen.
That again.
Hallelujah.
As your praises, praises. As your praises go up, your blessings are coming down. Amen. And that's what Pastor said, is getting ready to rain. It's getting ready to rain. My God, that's why the devil is intimidated by your praise. See, the devil is intimidated by your praise. He does not want you to praise God, but what he does not know is that you can't help but praise him. Come on. Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You praise is what you
Praise is what I do.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
I guarantee you, we open up a dictionary and lift up praise, we will see your picture. Amen.
Victory is mine.
Hallelujah.
Victory is mine. Hallelujah.
Because you are
praying
for him. Amen.
You, Lord.
That's right. You keep praying for him because the devil will send counterfeit. But God says, I still got some real, real, real blessings with your name on it.
Thank
so
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't
let your heart
Jesus.
Be troubled, says the Lord. Don't let your heart be troubled because I still have some real blessings. This ain't Miracle Whip. This is how this real, real man is. A real blessing
real thing.
With your name on it. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love you both. Thank you so much. Thank you.
We love you too. God bless you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Your mother would be proud of that last statement. Milk Whip or mayo. You need the real mayo sometime. Ma, I see you out there. I know you don't use Miracle Whip. That's a fake mayonnaise. So we need the real thing. And the real rain is going to saturate everything that the enemy thought was dry in her life. And I thank
God.
Her prayers, her seed that she has sown,
everything's
about to grow and be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to take another caller. We see another caller hand raised. But if you press 1 on your phone, we will get to you as well. To God be the glory. This is area code 111. God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Barbara again. How are you guys?
God bless you. We're well.
We're doing good tonight. God bless you. Good to hear from you. How are you?
Thank you. God bless you. I'm not going to take up your time, but my prayer request is I started writing. I know I had called in before because I thought I was supposed to start writing, and you confirmed that. But what's happened is I have like two different directions, that one is going toward fiction, and I started outlining in that direction, and then another was more a narrative. And so it's like I'm standing at this, I don't know how to, like a, well, I have two paths. I'm standing at a spot where I have two roads. I could go down the left hand road or the right hand road. And since I'm not sure which one, I've just been standing there staring at them. So I don't know which direction to go with the writing. And so I just, and I had some physical challenges this past week with health, and that kind of set me back a little bit. I'm more concerned in I want the writing to come forth, and I just want to make sure I'm putting the effort in the right direction.
Well, we're going to lift it up before the Lord. It's amazing, even as we read from the life of Hannah, glory be to God. Samuel was the first child, but as you saw through the text, God gave her more children. And God will allow, see, when you give birth to something, oh, I feel God. You have, just like Hannah gave birth to that first child, Samuel, God opened her womb, and Pastor, the blessings just kept coming. The babies just kept coming. So the fact that you birthed in more than one project, or the fact that God has given you different things to write, is simply because you was obedient and starting with the birthing process of writing. Now God is going to guide you. And we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, first and foremost, concerning the health and the challenges that she faced this week, Lord, in the name of Jesus, We speak healing over her life. Yes, we speak wellness and wholeness over her body. We say in the name of Jesus, be healed, because by the stripes of Jesus, she is already healed in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, whatever it is, we thank you for wellness, and we thank you for total healing from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. God, in the name of Jesus, regulate everything that needs to be regulated. I thank you for favor, Lord, even as if she needs diagnosis or treatments or further, Father God, insight into how she should move forward concerning her health, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that everything will work together for her good. So, Lord, you said in your word, you wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health, as our souls prosper. So, God, I thank you that in every area of life, Barbara is, Father God, well. Yes. So, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, even as she finds herself at a crossroad, how she should move forward, God, in the name of Jesus. You said, trust in the Lord with all of her heart. Lean not to her own understanding. In all of her ways, acknowledge you. You will show her what to do. So, God, I pray, even as she touched and agreed with us tonight, that, Lord, you would guide her. You would direct her. You would give her wisdom, because she's asking tonight for wisdom on how to move forward concerning her writing, concerning, Lord, in the name of Jesus, what direction she should go. You said you would be a word unto her leap and a word unto her feet and a light unto her pathway. So, Lord, guide her. Give her an unction in her spirit. Give her, oh, I feel God right there. Show her a sign. There it is. Show her a sign, God, on which direction she should take in the name of Jesus. Allow an angel unaware to be that spokesperson that would guide her and direct her. Even, oh, I feel God right there. Even show her through her daily goings what direction she should go in. So in the name of Jesus, you said signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those who believe. So, God, we thank you for the sign that will lead her in the right direction. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe, just keep your spiritual antenna up, because I believe that God's going to show you through a sign, through something that you're going to witness, something that you're going to experience. Somebody's going to have a conversation with you. You're going to see a butterfly or an insect before it's time. You're going to see a sign of a billboard. There's something that God is going to show you, and you're going to say, now, God, I got it. I see God. There's been clarity, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He may even speak to you through a dream, but somehow, some way, God is going to get to you what he wants in this season. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Pastor, that's just so on point. God's opening up your prophetic acuity. There's a prophetic opening that's taking place. And like Pastor said, God's getting ready to show you signs, and they're going to be natural signs that you're going to be walking past something, and it's going to unction you. And God said, right, walk with a pad and pen. Walk with your pad and pen, and keep your eyes and ears open, because I'm getting ready to show you signs, as I showed Jeremiah signs when I first came to Jeremiah and began to ask him, what do you see? And God said, this is a season where I'm going to have you to begin to write the vision, to begin to reveal what it is that I am showing to you. So you will be writing what you see. And God is going to show you and begin to continue to show you exactly what it is that you're going to write. And even your fiction is going to be revelatory, says the Lord. Even the fiction is going to be revelatory. So even as you write the fiction book, which you believe it to be fiction, it's going to be revelatory. It's going to be prophetic. And God is saying that everything, even before Pastor even went into all of the other things, he said, everything that you touch shall prosper. Everything that your hands touch shall prosper. In other words, the books that you write will both prosper. You will write more than one book, says the Lord. But like you said, you want to know which direction to move in first. But God says you're going to write them both but they will both prosper. Amen. So continue to obey God. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears open. God will be your sign as to what to pursue first, which direction to go first, and just continue to move out in obedience as the Lord begins to unction you, amen, through everyday living, the natural things that you see around you, amen. But there's a prophetic opening. The portals are opening. The prophetic portals are opening. They're opening, amen, hallelujah, hallah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah.
Well, we're looking for that praise report, and someday we're looking to read what the Lord, amen, has put in your spirit that's going to help advance the kingdom. But as Pastor said, it's going to be a natural and possibly a supernatural sign, but look for it and expect it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. To God be the glory. I'm glad she's saying yes to the Lord and being obedient to the call of God. Amen. To become that author that God, amen, has unctioned her in her spirit that she needs to go forward and start writing what the Lord has placed in our heart. To God be the glory. So we thank God as she moves forward. That is going to be a blessing. To God be the glory. Amen. We pray for Mother Mae Thomas on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God for our mom, Lord. Watch over her in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that provision has already been provided for. I thank you for health and strength in every area of her life. I thank you, glory be to God, Lord, hallelujah, that you will allow her entire family to be blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I thank you, and I pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for the unity, Lord. I thank you for the love and the chemistry and the camaraderie over the Thomas household, over her siblings, over her children, grandchildren. I thank you for a tight-knit unit, Lord, moving in the things of God in the mighty name of Jesus. So give my mother, hallelujah, peace in her mind and in her heart. I thank you for her sisters. I thank you for all of her children, God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up anything that's not of you, God, and we say, Lord, have your way. Thank you for Gary and Renee and Jackie and and Rashida in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Rebecca. Glory be to God. All the children and grandchildren, all the in-laws, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every branch, every extension through Mother Mae Thomas, Lord, blessed and blessed indeed. So I thank you, hallelujah, that her prayers are already answered. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the desires of our heart have already been granted. I thank you that the joy of the Lord and the praise of God that's in her mouth will be in her children and in her children's children's mouths. In the name of Jesus. So we tear down every wall of division. We bind up anything that the enemy's trying to put into the Thomas household, into the family. We bind up anything that's not of you, God. And we say, Lord, have your way. So I thank you, Lord, for my mother. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you would continue to bless her. I thank you, hallelujah, Lord, that you would make her rich and add no sorrow in every area of life. So may your angels watch over her as she go to and fro. May the God of peace be upon her all the days of her life. And may goodness and mercy continue to follow her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for Mother Mae Thomas on tonight in Jesus' mighty name. And we say amen. Hallelujah. We love you, Mom, and we thank God for you in the name of Jesus. We're going to be seeing you soon, and we thank God, amen, for the family. If there is another caller tonight, if you press one on your phone, we would put you on the air. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus. We thank God for NCCM Church family in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We see one more caller tonight, and we're going to take this caller. To God be the glory. Area code 908. God bless you tonight.
Bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Tracy.
Who are we speaking with?
Sister Tracy.
Oh, God bless you. Amen. God bless you, daughter. Yes. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We're doing good. You had a prayer request?
Yes, just asking for prayer for my family and as well as
Amen.
For myself.
To God be the glory. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your woman servant, Sister Tracy, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this young, powerful woman of God. We thank you in the name of Jesus that her petitions, her supplications, her prayers are before you. Thank you for her daughter. Thank you for her sisters. Thank you for her mom. Thank you for her extended family in the name of Jesus. Everyone, Lord, with the same blood running through their veins, we cover them with the blood of Jesus right now. And we say, Lord, we thank you for every goal that she has set, every ambition that's before her, every desire, Lord, every dream in the name of Jesus that she has in her heart, the vision that you have given her, Lord, for her future. We bind up anything, Lord, that's trying to counter the plan of God and the will of God for her life in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as she grows spiritually, as she mature in the things of God, as she, in the name of Jesus, continue to sow seed, hallelujah, we already thank you for the harvest that will produce in her life. We thank you, Lord, that you are watching over her and her child all the days of her life. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that everything her hands touch will prosper. Oh, glory be to God. We thank you for the many talents and gifts that you have given her. You have graced her with so much, even to get through the hard times of her young life, even to walk through the fire, even in the name of Jesus, to get over every hurdle, every mountain that the enemy has tried to plant. Even, glory be to God, hallelujah, where the devil tried to deceive her, God, you have already made a way. And now that she's on the other side of it, God, thank you for the growth. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the fresh oil that's on her life. So, Lord, every painful moment, every bad memory, every trial, every test, God, you have brought her through. I thank you, Lord, that increased her anointing. You gave her greater power. I felt you when I said it, God. I felt it right there when you said it, God. You spoke to my spirit when I said you gave her greater power and greater strength.
Thank you,
and that's what God is saying to you tonight, Sister Tracy. You're strong. You're powerful. You're an anointed woman of God. And God is saying, I have put on you something so wonderful, something so beautiful. And that's why the attack has been great. That's why, in the name of Jesus, you don't sometimes wonder why you got to go through it. Look like if it's not one thing, it's another. But God says, I won't put on you more than what you can handle. I will not allow the enemy to test you or to tempt you above that which you can handle. So God said he has already made you stronger than that. Oh, I felt God. I don't know what that is, but God has already made you stronger than that. I don't know what that is, but God has already made you greater than that. I don't know what that is, but God says you're better than that.
Thank you, God.
So you be encouraged, you be strengthened. God sees every tear. God knows every enemy. God knows those who oppose you. And God says, I got you. And if God be for you, there is nothing that no one can be against you. So he says he's going to cover your family. He has your daughter covered, your sister Tunisia, your mom. God's going to bless your family, and he's going to use you as a catalyst. He's going to use you as an agent of change. When you pray, when you hug your family, when you go visit your relatives, when you step into the room, when y'all have a barbecue or a picnic or a kids party, when you show up, God says, I'm going to show up.
Thank you, Father.
So God, use her in a mighty way. Use her as a lighthouse for her family. When she go to bed at night, when she wake up in the morning, when she pray over her family, heaven's going to hear and heaven's going to heal.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, daughter, you go forward with power.
Yes.
Your prayers for your family and your daughter are going to make a difference.
Yes, Lord.
So don't let the enemy lie to you. Don't let him speak through thoughts that are not of God. Your prayers are going to make a huge difference as it relates to your daughter and your family, your sister and your mom.
Yes, God.
Tracy, your prayers are going to make a difference.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe God.
Amen.
Amen.
To God
Amen.
Be the glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. I see victory. All I see is victory. All I see is victory in every area.
Amen.
God said, I mean, in capital letters
Amen.
With an exclamation point, God said, just tell her victory, 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 victory in every single area.
And before,
God,
before we let you go, go back and read 1 Samuel chapter 1, the life of Hannah. Because God said, just like you birthed something tonight, I don't know what it is, but you gave birth to something tonight. It's supernatural. It's not in the natural. But even as you call for prayer, God says you have birthed something so wonderful. You have conceived.
Thank you, Pastor.
And that thing is going to birth in due season. But go back and read Hannah, because God changed her mood and her mind after God heard her prayer. And I see God changing your mood. And I see God ministering to your mind, because you have birthed something so wonderful tonight, and you have broke through. You have broke through something that has been trying to block you.
Mm, my God.
So when you read the story of Hannah tonight, God's gonna give you more revelation of the season that you're in. He wants you to make this personal.
My God.
There's a wonderful season that you're in, that you just stepped into tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Well, God bless you.
God bless you.
Love
you, daughter. God bless you.
Love you guys.
Love you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Praise
Love you
God.
Too.
Blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, God gonna use her in a mighty way.
Yeah.
For her family, she's a blessing to the church.
Yeah.
And she's a true blessing to her daughter and her family. Amen. Take this final caller, Pastor. To God be the glory. This final caller tonight is 973. God bless you this evening.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Carmen. I'm calling to ask for continued prayer for my Uncle Ralphie. You know, that God will, you know, give the family peace and let them go. Whatever is coming their way, they will be able to bear this. They still say he's doing bad. His Pastor Anthony, like I was telling you on Sunday, his wife, you know, she knows the end is coming soon, and she just said she would like just for God to keep him alive just for a couple of more months. You know, she just wants any time, a little bit of time with him, and I just want prayer for him. And Pastor Rebecca, I know she's listening. You know that I'm counseling my niece Jody in her marriage. And you know, even though I told Jody to come on the prayer line, you know, she always finds excuses why she can't come on. But that's okay, because you know I got her, and I try to
Amen.
You know advise her. And I told her the last time that she needs to, you know, bring this marriage alive, you know. So I say you need to go on a, like, planned date nights. So she went on a date night last week, and they went to the movies to see a Christian movie, which she loved. And then tonight she sent me a text, and she said she went on her second date night. And I said, that's what you got to do. You got to keep your marriage alive. You gotta make it a habit. You gotta, you know, resuscitate that marriage. So I want prayer
Amen.
For her, that God will continue to bless her, you know, because, you know, she has health problems too. They found another tumor in the breast, and I think she's in denial about this because she hasn't mentioned it to me. I don't know what she's planning to do about it, but you know, she needs prayers for her health and for her marriage. And I know that God's going to move things around. I know he is. And just for my family, for my uncle's family in Puerto Rico, that God will give them the strength to see them through whatever is in store for them.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We just thank you tonight, hallelujah, for Sister Carmen and her interceding on the behalf of her family, oh God. And Lord, we pray for Ralphie right now, God, in the name of Jesus, her Uncle Ralphie right now, God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon his life. We thank you, Father God, for touching him and, Father God, giving him comfort during this time, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will, Father God, eliminate the suffering, oh God, and give him, Father God, a comfort and peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for total healing, oh God. Lord, you heal him like you want to heal him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And even as, Father God, even if you heal him on the other side, oh God, we ask, Father God, for, Father God, that you will touch, Father God, hallelujah, his wife, oh God, that you will comfort his wife, that you will keep his wife, oh God, that you will give her time, oh God, to prepare, oh God, Lord, that you will give her the closure that she needs, that you will let her, Father God, have the time what she needs to spend with her husband, oh God. Lord, we know that you are able to do all things. So, Lord, we are believing, oh God, that you will grant this couple, Father God, the blessing of time.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that you grant them the blessing of time, oh God. Hallelujah. And we know, God, that it is done. We know that you will do it. We know, God, that you will not allow her husband to transition without her being ready, Father God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, oh God, for the blessing of time. Your kairos, your chronos, oh God, your set time, your set season. We all know we're going to leave here one day, but God, let Ralphie not leave here before your time, before your season for his life, oh God. Lord, we thank you that he will live out every day that you have ordained for him to live out on this earth in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for Jari right now, God. We thank you for Jari's life. We pray healing over her life. Lord, you already healed her, oh God. And Lord, we bind up the devil, oh God, a backlash and retaliation. That devil is trying to bring that spirit, that demon spirit of cancer back to her body. We bind it up right now. And God, we declare this tumor, the Lord, Father God, to shrink and disappear, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and give her wisdom to continue to follow up with the doctors, because you have given us doctors, oh God, to perform your miracles in the earth realm, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we declare and decree healing over Jari's life, oh God, that you will not, Father God, give her false hope, oh God. You have not given her false hope, that you have healed her, and that, Lord, that she is healed. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for her life. We thank you that by the stripes of Christ, she's already healed. We thank you that healing is to children's bread. We thank you that you sent your word and healed her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we intercede on her behalf. Thank you for her marriage. Thank you for godly counsel. Thank you, Lord, for resuscitation.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you for the resurrection, oh God, my God, and resuscitation, a restoration, my God, of a revival, my God, of this marriage, oh God. Lord, thank you that they're dating again. Thank you that they're laughing again. Thank you that they're holding hands again. Thank you, Lord, that they're doing all of the things that married people do, Father God. Again, oh God, we thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. We declare, my God, breakthrough and victory over this marriage. And Lord, I pray for Sister Carmen, God. Thank you for giving her wisdom from on high. Thank you for giving her wisdom in another realm, in the supernatural realm. Thank you, Lord, for being able to give her counsel, even as she gets counsel from her pastors, her leaders, that she can take back, oh God, and counsel others, oh God. Thank you for the word, oh God, your word, God, not us, your word, oh God, that's being released, oh God, hallelujah, to increase, Father God, Sister Carmen in wisdom and guidance so that she could go and minister to others. Thank you for the ministry that you
Thank
have put
you.
In Sister Carmen's belly, oh God, that you allow her to minister to so many, those who don't go to church, those who don't come to the prayer line, oh God, but she is being a vessel, oh God, a witness, oh my God, that you have given her power to be your witness in the earth realm. Hallelujah. So she takes you to Yari. She takes you to Puerto Rico. She takes you, oh God, hallelujah, everywhere that she goes. Hallelujah. And your oil is released through her. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. Continue to bless Sister Carmen. Bless her family. Bless her children, oh God. Bless her, her coming and her going. Keep her built up. Keep her edified. Keep her equipped, oh God. We put a hedge of protection around Carmen. We cover her, my God, with the blood of Jesus, my God, hallelujah. We cover her family, my God, her marriage, my God. We come against backlash and retaliation, trying to come into her home as she ministers to others, oh God. And we cover her and her husband and her children, her grandchildren. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you for her and her ministry and her family and her faithfulness to her pastors and her church. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We thank God for you. We're believing that God will give them the time that they need, and we have not because we asked not, and we went before the Lord, and we believe God, amen, is going to allow, amen, their prayers to be heard along with our prayers. To God be glory. Amen.
Thank you so much.
And we believe God. Amen.
We love you. I love you. You do so much.
God bless
you.
We love you. God bless you. We love you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Amen. So God bless you, everyone. Good night. That's the end of our prayer call. Last week we were here for 2 hours. God has not afforded us the time to do so on tonight. We love each and every one of you. Again, the word for the week is on Facebook, on the New Creation Christian Ministries page. We're looking to begin to upload again on our website. Please do so at cnccmonline.org. We thank God for Pastor Jamal and Pastor Gail Anderson. They are their family. Cloud Nine International Ministries is our church. That's our church family. Amen. Not our church, but their family. Amen. That's God's church that he birthed through their loins, and we are connected. We thank God for the covenant connection. Amen. Hallelujah. And we continue to pray for Cloud Nine International Ministries, that God will bless and continue to keep people coming through the doors, that revival fire will be in that house, that each and every, that he would keep the pastors, that he would keep their marriage, hallelujah, that he would keep them lifted up and edified, that he would continue to use them mightily in Kentucky. So, Lord, we just thank you for Cloud Nine International Ministries on tonight and our Apostle Matthew Tillery and his Tri-Faith International Ministry. We pray for Apostle and Tri-Faith International Ministries. We pray for all who are connected to us in the spirit realm, and we just thank God for each and every one of you. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Meet us tomorrow in the sanctuary and online. Online, live, and in the sanctuary. Amen. One church in 3 locations on tomorrow. Amen. At 7:30 for Word Wednesday. Amen. We do run out of the sanctuary on Wednesdays because we can't tarry. Amen. We're in there by faith, and God is blessing us. Amen. We had an awesome service on Sunday. Meet us on Sunday at New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, at 12:30. The fire of the Lord is in the house. I'll be preaching on Thursday night in Elizabeth at 111 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. It's a women's conference. I will be preaching at that conference on this upcoming Thursday at 7:30. Pray my strength in the Lord. Cover me. Cover me, church. Cover me in prayer. Amen. As I go out on this assignment. Amen. Hallelujah. I know the Lord is going to meet us. And again, meet us on Sunday again at 12:30. God bless you. Amen. And keep praising God. Praise God in the middle of it. Go in peace and serve our God. Love you.
Hello. Am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm a music major.
Tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break. Your urn feels like it's about to shake, and you're taking all that you can take. I'm just like you. If you cut me, I'll go bleed.
I'll go bleed.
I got wants just as well as I can need. I've been hungry and not had no food to eat. And been knocked down as soon as I got on my feet. Lord, it was you that helped me understand. And it was you that never let go of my hand. I promise that I'll always give you praise. No matter what this world brings my way, I'll praise you anyway. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna live for it.
Production. I can't hear y'all clapping.